Here we are on day four. You're over halfway through the first week. I'm praying that the Lord would strengthen you today as you continue to seek Him. You know, over this first week, we've been talking all about prayer. We've been talking about the six essentials of prayer. And day one, we talked about planning. Then we talked about devotion. And yesterday, Pastor Sam covered praying in the Spirit. And again, if you missed any of the first 3 days, they're all archived, so you can go back and watch them at your convenience. Now, today I want to talk about the fourth essential. And it's this, essential number four, partnership. So let's look at a passage of Scripture in Romans 8:26. In this passage, the Apostle Paul shows us one of the ways the Holy Spirit helps us. He said, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. Have you ever come to the Lord before and not known what to pray? I know I have days like that. But what a reminder. Paul says that even in those moments, the Holy Spirit is helping us. He prays for us. And I find this takes the pressure off of us to say what we think is the right thing in prayer. Sometimes we overthink prayer, and like we think we have to say the right things for it to work. Take the pressure off. Even when you don't know what to pray for, the Holy Spirit is praying on your behalf. But now I want to direct your focus to this phrase, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. I want you to think about that for a moment. As we just said, even when we don't know what God wants us to pray for, the Holy Spirit aids us. But the implication is that there are things God wants us to pray for. Did you catch that? Let me state this verse in another way. Since there are things God wants us to pray for, the Holy Spirit helps us even when we don't know what those things are. This is incredible. There are things the Lord desires that we partner with Him in prayer for. And when we recognize this, it will change our perspective on prayer. Many times we view prayer as coming into the Lord's presence, dropping our requests, and then heading out. And again, it's not wrong to bring our needs, our cares to God. He wants us to do that. But prayer is more than petitioning God. It's about partnering with God. What an incredible privilege to partner with God and seeing His will be accomplished. So quickly, how do we partner with God in seeing His will come to pass? Pray the Word. God's will is found in God's Word. So while there are some parts of God's will that we might not understand or know this side of eternity, there is a great majority of His will that we do know. And so when we partner, we start with His Word. So I want to encourage you to make Scripture a part of your prayer time. I love the method Donald Whitney shares in his book, Praying the Bible. He said to pray the Bible, you simply go through the passage line by line, talking to God about whatever comes to mind as you read the text. If you don't understand the meaning of a verse, go on to the next verse. If the meaning of that one is perfectly clear but nothing comes to mind, go on to the next verse and just speak to the Lord about everything that occurs to you as you slowly read His Word. It's so simple. For example, this morning I was reading Matthew 11. It says in verses 28 through 30, come to me, all who are weary, burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So if I were praying this, I might pray something like, Lord, I'm feeling weary and burdened today. But today, instead of running to my to-do list, thinking about my schedule and the conversation I need to have, I choose to come to you, Lord. Lord, would you teach me your ways and bring rest to my soul? You might also use it to pray for someone else who comes to mind. Lord, I lift up my children today. I pray that their first response whenever they're weary, worn out, tired, sad, disappointed would always be coming to you. And Lord, I pray you would continue to teach them your ways, bring rest to their souls today, and I pray they would come to experience your gentleness and your love for them. Thank you, Lord. That's praying the Word, and better yet, that's partnering with God to see His will accomplished. Again, what a privilege we have in prayer. We can partner with God. So partner with Him through your prayers today. Hope to see you tomorrow.